2 years ago, research company and Glacier Media studied the perceptions of Canadians and Americans on religion for the first time. These initial findings pointed to specific differences in each country, particularly on matters such as attendance to religious services and professed faiths. In 2021, we asked the same questions to Canadians and noted a slight drop in spirituality. This year, our survey again incorporated the views of the two North American countries. When Canadians ponder the importance of six components of their lives, we continue to see family, 95%, down 1 point, and friends, 94%, up 2 points, as the ones more likely to be deemed very important or moderately important. Country is slightly behind at 87%, up 1 point, followed by career, 74%, up 4 points, affluence, 55%, down 1 point, and religion, 48%, up 1 point. The findings in the United States show some striking changes. Only 49% of Americans consider affluence as very important or moderately important in their lives, down 10 points since 2020. While family remains unchanged at 94%, there are drops when Americans reflect on the importance of friends, 89%, down 3 points, country, 87%, down 5 points, and career, 68%, down 3 points. The fall is pronounced for the importance of religion, going from 73% in 2020 to 64% in 2022. In Canada, there are some regional differences. Majorities in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 56%, and Ontario, 53%, acknowledge that religion is important in their lives. The proportions are lower in Alberta, 49%, Atlantic Canada, 44%, Quebec, 43%, and British Columbia, 40%. In the United States, the changes are generational. While 68% of Americans aged 55 and over continue to regard religion as important, the proportions drop to 64% among those aged 35 to 54 and to 58% among those aged 18 to 34. For more than 1 in 5 young American adults, 22%, religion is not important at all. Most Canadians, 53%, up 4 points, describe themselves as very spiritual or moderately spiritual, including 61% of women and 56% of those aged 18 to 34. Again, two regions lead the way on having this feeling, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 61%, and Ontario, 59%. Two-thirds of Americans, 66%, consider themselves as spiritual, down 7 points in 2 years. Again, the younger generation is more likely to be focusing on other matters. There are some changes when Canadians are asked to describe their religious faith. While almost half, 48%, down 2 points, say they are Christian, 37%, up 3 points, say they are atheist, agnostic or profess no religion. British Columbia is unique, with 31% of residents saying they do not have a religion. No other Canadian province reaches 20% on this indicator. This is another question where the numbers changed more dramatically in the United States. More than 3 in 5 Americans, 63%, down 7 points, are Christian, and the proportion of those who are atheist, agnostic or have no religion increased to 25% from 19%, rising to 35% among the youngest residents. The eagerness of Canadians to attend religious festivities did not fluctuate much. We continue to see about a third, 32%, down 1 point, saying that they never attend gatherings and 2 in 5, 40%, up 4 points, only doing this for special events, such as weddings, funerals or baptisms. Weekly attendance to a church, temple or synagogue stands at 11%, down 1 point. The changes, again, are more severe in the United States. We now have 27% of Americans, up 7 points, who never attend religious gatherings and 29%, up 8 points, who do so only for special ceremonies. Weekly church attendance fell by 6 points to 18%. The results of these surveys point to different trends. In the United States, young Americans are starting to abandon religion and spirituality and are more likely to not look at either as a particularly important component of their lives. In Canada, there is more regional nuance to the numbers, with British Columbians continuing to show a uniqueness in abandoning both labels and places of worship. Mario Canseco is president of Research Company. Results are based on online studies conducted from November 26 to November 28, 2022, among representative samples of 1,000 adults Canada and the United States. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian and U.S. census figures for age, gender and region in each country. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.